Well, I want to talk about the Saints here in how it relates to the Falcons in the NFC South. The Saints ran for 46 yards yesterday, 26 yards for Alvin Kamara on 11 carries. Derek Carr leaves the game in the fourth quarter, oblique injury. He's replaced by Jake Haener. It feels to me, and we'll get more into the Saints in a moment, it feels to me like yesterday was a statement, and it will combine with what we maybe see on Sunday as the Saints are hosting the Bucs, that the NFC South now feels like a two-team race.
It is.
I'm not overstating this after what we saw, because the Saints had the best offense in all of football through 2 weeks.
Right.
But they in the 3 weeks since, all losses.
Because they have not been able to run the football like they were in the first 2 weeks.
And the play action's not there for them.
It's something that we talked to Schlaire about after they beat the hell out of Dallas. You know,
yeah.
If they can't run the football, this offense isn't good because of what Derek Carr does best. I saw him go down with the oblique saw. He said that he don't know. I mean,
he said it didn't look good, but the MRI.
But you don't know how that's going to happen. You know, the thing with the oblique. They'll put a it's all about the torque motion, but they'll
Murphy missed 4 months doing that.
They will figure out a way, you know, all you need is 3 hours. There's a long needle with some stuff.
Oh, you're doing one of those.
They're stuck in you. But I think that
I think that
they will figure out a way to find a way to run the football, Abe, because they it's just stagnant now. And you saw how good Alvin Kamara was earlier on. And you know, when
by the way, Taysom Hill's still out.
They gotta go to New Orleans to play the game. And so that's always something that you put in the case. But right now, I do agree with you on the two-horse race as far as the Falcons. And now the Falcons have an easier game this weekend.
Yeah.
As they go up to Carolina, who is just God awful. God, they're bad.
I had two thoughts yesterday. I saw Alvin Kamara struggling. I'm like, oh, Taysom Hill's out the game. Like, I wonder if that would have helped them at all.
Right.
I'm sure a little bit just in formations and how he runs the ball at times. Maybe a little bit more physical. Jake Haener, like if Carr can't go, could we see the NFL debut of Spencer Rattler?
I don't think so.
You're sticking with Haener?
I think because you remember this summer when a lot of people were talking about how impressive Spencer Rattler was.
Yeah,
he still came into the season the third quarterback. Now if he was a backup, I think Haener he's the backup to Derek Carr for a reason. So I would think they would probably go with him, but I think the short lease. And then
I'm interested.
You would want to know how far is Taysom Hill away. As far as if Derek Carr is going to miss
we got
time.
You know, we got some nightmares from Falcons fans about Taysom Hill, quarterback.
How far away is he?
He is on my fantasy team.
Who
though.
Is?
Taysom.
Yeah, I mean.
For by the way, for this specific situation.
Because you kind of figured it was going to happen sooner or later,
right? Because
he's
got the tight end eligibility.
Yeah.
Throw him in there and rack up 25 points.
Yeah, unfair. Still unfair.
It does feel like the Saints get buried. Assuming they lose at home to the Bucs, you know, maybe they surprise us, but if they lose at home to the Bucs, the Falcons win over the Panthers, which we all believe is likely even on the road. It feels like they're burying themselves in the NFC South. I'll say this, which a lot of Falcons fans may have trouble coming to terms with.
Yes.
Because I don't buy the Saints right now in terms of a problem for the Falcons, I'm actually rooting for the Saints on Sunday.
Wow.
Because I'll take every game I can get over the Bucks right now.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, well, there you go.
You're not in on that?
I don't root for other teams, Abe. You know that? I don't care. If the Falcons take care of their business, which I think they will, then
right.
It doesn't matter what happens with New Orleans. But
I think next week.
When you look at where the South is right now, we know that there's one. We know there's one that automatically is eliminated, and that is the Carolina Panthers. The other three teams, it's a wacky division with a lot of time left, and you still have to face both of those teams on the road And so you always look at it from a standpoint. You got the one that you needed, and that's definitely the one at home.
Yeah,
and so that's always a big thing, and so. You just got to go with it from there. But, I mean, I think that the Saints right now, maybe teams are caught up with them. They figured out this Kubiak system with Derek Carr in it, and so that's why they're struggling because if they can't run the ball, Derek Carr is at his best when he's doing play action pass. And you saw that from how they scored, 96 points in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, so Bucks at Saints will be taking place on Sunday. Later on Sunday is when the Falcons play. It's going to be a 4:25. I know. It's not my fault. Yeah. I didn't make the schedule.
Yeah.